Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Papaya Podcast. I'm your hostess, trying her mostest, Sarah Nicole, and each week I'm going to be dishing out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom or something like that. So get ready to get inspired, get candid, get real, because we are all in this digital space together. All right, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Papaya Podcast. I am sitting here with Miss Bailey. How do you say your last name? Because I actually don't even know.
Stanworth.
Stanworth?
Yeah, everybody says Stansworth. And I'm like, there's no Z or S in there.
I had like a panic moment where I was like, it's Bailey, but I actually don't know your full name.
It's okay.
Totally fine. I'm so glad you're here with me today. You're like such a powerhouse woman, and I think that so many could learn so many things from you. But I want to strip it all back, and I want to talk about kind of how we met, and I want to talk about what it is that you do, and kind of give context to our relationship and our friendship a little bit. So go ahead. I can't even start to describe you, so just go ahead and tell me who you are and what you do.
Okay, so who I am and what I do is kind of a loaded question. I feel like when people ask me what I do, I'm always like, how much time you got? But so I have a media agency called Play. I help brands with social media, influencer relations, and kind of anything digital. And then I also have a brand called State of Grace on Instagram at Shop State of Grace. But we do like graphic sayings on candles, and we did apparel, but we
Girls
do
Don't Poop candles. Yeah.
Smells really good.
It actually does. You know what? You gave me the set, and that was the one I chose. And I was like, there was another one that I liked the saying a little bit more, but the Girls Don't Poop smells the best. And it just, it started a really adorable discussion between my kids, which they argued very much that girls do poop.
100%. 100%.
Loved it.
Do.
But anyways,
the brand, I started State of Grace with the envisionment of, is that even a word? I don't know.
Envisionment? Yeah. I feel like you're doing the vision, a meme just like making up a word.
I do that.
The vision. The envision. Just sounds smarter.
Anyways.
Go on.
The vision for the brand was to be kind of sarcastic and funny and just like poke fun at all the things in life that we like joke about, because sometimes I feel like we can, and it's not bad, but we can take life seriously. And I wanted to kind of bring that fun back into the brand and have a culture where it was okay to laugh at yourself or laugh and make fun of the things that weren't always graceful. So
have you always been an entrepreneur? Is it like in your core, or is this something that, like, where did that kind of start for you? At what point did you say, I am Bailey Stanworth and I'm my own boss? Look at, I just said your last name.
You did.
I did it.
Honestly, I always thought growing up, like, I knew I wanted to have my own business. I never knew what it would be. I thought it was going to be an architect. Mm. So I would like sit and draw on like printer paper blueprints of homes, and I would like make up the families and like who lived there. Or I would sketch like fashion and thought I would be like a cool fashion designer. But yeah, I think progressively as I like grew up, I definitely knew that I didn't want to be confined to a 9-to-5 job. Like I've always been very creative. In school, I didn't learn by sitting behind a desk. Like I always was very hands-on and experienced. So I'm very self-taught, but that was such a factor for me in the fact that I wanted to make sure I had that freedom to have a creative outlet and really just kind of do what I wanted and add value to people's lives and just not kind of answer to somebody else.
No, I so agree. And I think that you have this weird raw talent, and it actually has been like, and I love you and we're close now, but you intimidated the heck out of me.
What?
Because no, like, and I think we always have that thing with that, with somebody else when we're having, we don't even mean to do it in a comparative way, but it's just like, how the heck did you think to do that? And how did you pair these things together? Like when you look at the grids and the social media pages that you manage, they all have this like fluid motion to them. They're so congruent. I just love what you do, how you touch things, how you connect. It's really, really cool. So that's of how we met. Like,
honestly, like, it's hard because sometimes when people give me these compliments, I just feel they talk about, like, imposter syndrome. And I think that's something that...
Wait, what's that?
Where you feel like you're not worthy or deserving of, like, the compliments. You feel like you're not what people are telling you you are. Like, you feel like you're an imposter. Like, you, like, that's not how great you are at something, or you're not XYZ, but you know what I mean? Like, how people see you and you
see
yourself.
Sorry, I don't mean to be making a face at you. I really feel like I'm going to burp. I'm just like holding it in. It's fine. Anyways, go on. I just felt like all of a sudden I felt my head like tilt down, and I'm like, eyes at you. And I was like, I feel like you're going to
just very intensely gazing at me.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be
this
sorry.
This is a serious podcast.
But yeah, no, it's, I mean, I think a lot of people struggle with taking a compliment, but I having my own business, since having that and getting compliments on that, that's been a shift, and I'm working on it. But
I know, and I think you do have to own it, because I also know how much we struggle in our self-worth, and we struggle with all these things. I dealt with this a little bit when people talked about selfie syndrome being like a narcissistic act, and like, this generation is so narcissistic, and if they just stopped taking pictures of themselves, and if they just stopped doing this, we wouldn't have all these issues in society. And it's like, actually, no, you know what? Like, selfies are, to me, like this moment in time that somebody was like feeling themselves.
And 100%.
In a day and age when we're struggling so much with this comparative nature, with all of these things like imposter syndrome, when we're feeling like we're not worthy of the compliments, we're not worthy of the life, we're not worthy of these things, and we have this moment where like, yeah, like I am this, and I'm going to post this picture, I'm going to take this picture. Even like taking of the picture is such a monumental moment. I'm so for it.
Completely. Like, why wouldn't you want somebody to celebrate a moment where they're feeling good about themselves?
Oh yeah. When I was going through like a huge amount of transition, I went from not really feeling myself to suddenly feeling myself. And I got teased a lot for taking pictures of myself or feeling like I had like an ounce of worth. And you just forget, like, people come from a really dark place. And sometimes when you're coming through that swing, like, the pendulum swings, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes one way and it takes time to kind of settle. So there always is that balance between, okay, I'm really nervous about what I'm doing. I don't really believe what you see of me. I don't really see that beauty. I don't really see that creativeness. I'm not really feeling that compliment. And then it swings the other side. We're like, I effing know it. Like, this is who I am. I'm a boss. And then it settles down into the middle.
Where I feel like I'm in the middle of it right now. Like, I don't feel like I had the pendulum swing. I feel like I'm in the middle of the swing.
You're about
right
to
now.
Get. I think you're like, gonna see it.
Yeah, I struggled a lot with self-confidence, like, growing up, and like, for years, like, I wouldn't show my arms. Like, I was so self-conscious of my arms. And looking back, I'm like, what the hell was wrong with me? Like, my arms are fine.
Arms are fine.
But there's moments still, like, in, like, where I am right now, like, I'm things I don't want to do. Or, like, I try and catch myself and more cautious of it and, like, talk myself up. But, like, wore a crop top today. Proud of myself. Like, I haven't worn a crop top in so long.
You look so cute. And it was funny because I heard Jackie say, like, I'm so proud of you for wearing the crop top. And I'm, like, looking at you like, what the heck are you even worried about?
But it's so out of my comfort zone.
So out of your comfort zone. But I love it. I think you rocked it. And I actually thought you looked so badass. And I'm, like, a little mad you got that sweater before me. But it's fine. I actually live in the city, so I can grab it whenever. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit. A big reason I wanted to talk to you, besides the fact that you are this badass boss babe, and I think that everyone can kind of go and sit and absorb your pages and your creativity and all of these different things that I love about you, it's your ability to be a friend online. And I think that we're in this weird day and age where we're degrading even when you look back at like when online dating started to be a thing and everyone kind of was like awkward about it. Like, I don't want to say that I met them online. I don't want that to be the thing. Like, it felt like a shame point. And same with friendships. There's like this weird little thing where, oh, well, like we met online. We're just like online friends. It doesn't seem to have that same element of value that we do for friendships when we're like, oh, I grew up with them or we worked together. We had this, we had that, we had this real life experience. But you and I kind of connected online very oddly with a lot of commonalities and it grew into something. So I kind of want to like, where do you feel like, what is your take on all that? What is your take on like online friendships? Because you're the queen of it. I really feel like you are.
Honestly, I have made so many amazing, amazing friends through online and I'm so grateful for that. And it's the one thing that, not the one thing, that's not correct. It's my favorite thing about social media because I never, ever would have connected with you without it. Ever.
100%.
Like, no, we would never met and you have changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. And I think
I would agree. I don't want to just sit here and go, yeah. I'm like, no.
No, but it's so true. And like, I feel like something that Jackie said to me before, she's told me, like, your friendships aren't determined by how long you've known somebody.
Oh, I so believe that.
Yeah. It's the value that they bring to your life when they show up for you, like how they make you feel and how they champion you and support you and listen to you and all of that. So you've been such a friend to me and like you have shown me that an internet friend can become one of your closest friends. Like I truly believe
that. For sure. So you and I met last year through just you doing your PR job, which was really cool. And I don't know at what point we like suddenly, I think you like slid into my DMs with a video and you were like, I think we have a lot in common and like so we have a lot to talk about here.
It started getting creepy.
We had like so many weird little things. Friends was a big one for us.
Oh yeah.
Because at the time Friends wasn't a thing. Like it was a thing, but it wasn't a thing. And we were like, oh my gosh, you watch Friends every night. Like I do. And you know everything. And we're so excited. And there was like all these little things. We kept unpacking them and it was so cool and such a neat experience. And we would send each other videos and all these little chats. And it felt like, oh my gosh, I have somebody across the country who knows me and values me. And I think it kind of, we went on a trip together, which was crazy. I love that even my mom was like, I'm sorry, who is Bailey? And I'm like, well, she's my online friend that I met on the internet, mom. Like, it's fine. We went on a trip together and it really solidified it because it felt so seamless and so transitional. And I think that this is the big piece for me. When you are an adult and you're trying to make friends, it is not like when you were on the school ground as a child where all the weird quirks and things, they just become the norm for you. You're so accepting of all of that. When we come into ourselves as adults, we're not interested in kind of like working through quirks and like just dealing with somebody's like being so, so different. We're in a time in life where we have so much going on that we need like connection and we kind of need it in like a real tangible way, like right now. And so there wasn't really any work. Like it was so cool to kind of have this like human connection.
Honestly, it felt like I knew you for so long. Like we were bed buddies. We were totally comfortable with each other. Like
actually we slept really well together in a bed. Yeah. That's not.
We were like, take my clothes if you want it. Yeah. Like just anything. Like it kind of, yeah, it was so seamlessly.
Yeah. It's been a really cool experience. And you know, I talked about this a little bit before too. Like even my daughter, she had friends in school. Like she's always done well with friends. She has like a couple really core ones, but she went into this whole world of things that she was really interested in. And there was nobody in her personal relationship bubble that understood what that was like. She was really into anime, really into cosplay. There was no one really in her relationship circle that was into that. And she found those people through social media. So she came into this age of it and she found these people outside of her bubble and connected in a real way where they had this like bond that was undeniable over these commonalities. And I felt like we kind of had that same thing. So when we met, there was like zero transition and we went through an entire vacation together, which is hard to do with anyone.
No, it is. I feel like traveling with somebody, even regardless of where you've met them or how long you've known them, it shows you a different side of a person and like how you interact with them. And
it's a pressure cooker.
Yeah, 100%. It's like
you have to deal with the crank. Oh my gosh. Like you had to deal with me when I was gassy and bloated and like sharp my pants in a taxi.
And you had to deal with me when I had bad anxiety crying in the bathroom and two tight boots on. Like,
oh my gosh, I forgot about the boots. That was a day.
Yeah.
That was a day and a half, really.
We survived.
We survived and it was so cool. So you've been doing something pretty cool and exciting lately, which is, haha, starting a podcast.
Yeah.
So let's introduce you to your co-host right now. Welcome, Jackie.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here on the Papaya Podcast.
Part two of the podcast episode.
I don't know.
It honestly flows so well, though. Papaya Podcast. It sounds so good.
I'm going to turn you down. You're just a little loud. Oh, sorry. I don't know if that's like for everybody or if that's going to be for me. That's okay. You're allowed.
Oh, you can hear me right now.
I can't. I have a headset on.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie. Jackie and Bailey, you guys. So a big reason I wanted you guys to talk about this, because for those of you that don't know, since like October, I've been in production of this podcast, and it has been a stressful.
To like interject, but I'm so proud of you and like so happy for you. And I'm so excited for you. Your voice needs to be out in the world in every single way that it can be. And this being another channel, like.
No, I can listen to you talk. Yeah, no. For same. Ever. I was I was staring at you today when we were at Foxy Face Studio talking. And I was
same.
Like,
I was just like.
First of all, she's so beautiful. So I'm just looking. And she's everything that comes out of her mouth is so perfect. So I'm just like. In love.
I think I'm just in such a season of awareness. So I love having human connection conversations. And this is such a cool way to do that. It's. To know me is to know that my phone is attached to me at my hip. And I've been really, I told myself that this was going to be the season of listening, but when I never planned on having a podcast, I really, really didn't. And like I've talked about that before, that this wasn't in the plan, but I really felt like this was my season of listening. And everyone was asking me for a podcast, and like everyone is in like, I don't know, there was like a good
there's
pressure
quite
point
a chunk
of,
there
was a chunk of people that really wanted me to do a podcast. And so I was like, okay, podcast sounds easy enough. Like that sounds like something you could do. Everyone's got a podcast. It seems like what everybody's doing. But that also made me hiccup into anxiety, because I was like, everybody's doing it. So what makes me special? What makes me have a voice? How do I know it's important? How do I know people even care? What if only like two people listen? Mm-hmm. And then I kind of had to strip myself back away, which was that, what if only two people listen? And what if those two people, it really meant a lot to them? Or what if we have this human connection that we all crave? Or, you know, who actually knows? Who knows? But I've been in production since October, and it is an undertaking. And you guys are like a different beast, because I watched you go from like, you know what, we feel like we don't really have it all together and we want to talk about that, and like 2 weeks later, I swear to goodness, you guys had a podcast.
We did it
full
pretty
branding
fast, yeah.
Like full branding, yeah. It was like good to go. You had guests lined up in Nashville, you had them lined up in Toronto when you're here this time, like so many things happening. So what's it like to start a podcast? Tell us a little bit about your story.
A lot of work.
It's a lot more work than I think people are
realizing. Oh, so much more, yeah.
Bailey has,
I want to be encouraging too, but also.
She's kind of carried me. I can't lie. She has been on a podcast before.
Yeah, like I did have experience when we started this one. I had experience helping launch another one. So that was a lot of support for this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a lot of time, a lot of research. But I think it goes back to like what you're saying, two people could listen, but even if it's just us talking and we're getting to connect with people like you or our guests that we wouldn't otherwise, sit down for an hour, unplug from our phones, actually talk, engage, listen. It's something that I love taking the time to do.
Well, and I find with every podcast, I take something away or I learn something, and I love that so much.
But starting one is, it's a lot of work. There's just so many elements that go into it that people probably don't think or know. And it's hours of research, like especially if you don't have an editor or a network, you're trying to figure out how to get onto iTunes, and then you're trying to figure out how to record and what equipment. And I get a lot of questions from people who are like trying to start one. And if you ever want advice, I will totally email you my list. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but like I'm happy to share it.
A lot of people reach out.
Yeah.
And I still don't know those things.
Okay, let's break them down. Yeah. What can, if you are doing like starter DIY podcasts, which although you have experience, you are doing, what can somebody look at spending? Like what would you anticipate? We are in Canadian dollars for anybody who's American listening.
So it's cheaper for you.
Yeah, it's cheaper for you. But if you're going to go on Amazon Prime today and you're going to order your equipment, what would you say you're about to invest
in? I would say like safely you're going to invest. If you want to be budget friendly but also have quality, I would say you're going to spend about $600 to $700.
Okay, that's fair. Now, to be extra fair, I got all the wrong equipment twice. So I'm quite a bit deeper in the hole. But at the end of the day, like, mm-hmm. I feel like it comes back to you. And what I want to say to you guys, too, because I know you're talking about, like, how you love these conversations with each other. But let's remember, like, people who start a podcast most likely don't suddenly have this, like, very large listening. It slowly grows over time. And then people, like, go back and they get obsessive. Like, yeah. I just started listening to JBN's podcast, like, as you know, as you I were love, in my car yeah. today. And I can't stop. I have to go all the way back now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have 100 episodes to go through. I need to absorb this man as much as humanly possible because I love his energy. I love what he's talking about. I did the same thing with Off the Vine when that came about. And, you know, like you kind of go backwards. So all of these conversations that you're having right now, I don't know how many listeners you guys have. I know you like made the charts within like the first week. You guys like pushed hard
crazy.
For that.
Yeah. Like we did when we launched, we were on the charts and then we got new and noteworthy. But like, I'm not going to lie. Like our numbers aren't crazy. They're like, I'm very flattered by them and they're great, but like I want to see us grow.
Of course. And I think you will, because one of the things I love about you is let's just break it down for a second and talk about what is your podcast.
So it's called What Day Is It?
And where did that come from?
It came from we asked this question all the time. Everyone asks that question all the time.
So you're saying every day, but everyone who's listening might not know. Like, how do you guys work together? What is your thing?
So Jackie helps me keep my life
organized.
This is
where we get mushy, just so you guys
know. I know we do. Yeah, sorry. Jackie keeps me, like, I couldn't do anything I do without her. She honestly is... I got so lucky because she's the first person who ever worked for me after starting my own company. And, I like, who gets that lucky? But... she does everything from helping me with influencer management to packing orders. And then we were talking about the podcast. We started that together. Yeah. But we have a lot of funny banter. Like, we're really good friends. And we wanted the podcast to be, like, your digital version of hanging out with your best girlfriends, just having everyday conversations. So we were like, what's something that's relatable that you say every day?
Yeah.
And literally we ask each other every single day, what day is it?
Like, what day is it? But I also want to give you a little bit of credit too, because you guys right now are visiting me. You were in my hometown and you got recognized. Somebody actually like nervously recognized you.
So cute.
That was
made our day.
So cute. And I think you need to realize, like, you are making that impact. You are making people feel like they're a part of it. It's funny because when I listen to your podcast, it's usually when I'm driving to Toronto, and I don't know how people listen to podcasts otherwise. Like, I don't know what, like, do you guys listen to podcasts, like, just regular
in
your day? I listen
when I'm getting ready.
Really?
Driving.
Okay.
Yeah. Or sometimes, like, I will re-listen to the episode because I won't listen to it all the way through, but when I'm falling asleep. Like, I just like the sound of somebody talking.
Okay. So I don't normally do that. I've got kids and a husband. So normally it's, like, just in my car. I listen to, like, crime podcasts and stuff like that, like storytelling ones. But with you guys, when I'm listening to it, all of a sudden I'll like feel a little like smile come on my face. And you know when you like all of a sudden feel the muscles in your face and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been smiling, because you feel like you are in that room and you are in that moment. And like, guilty pleasure, I also just like listen to my own podcast with you guys, because I like to just like be back in that room and be back in that moment.
So
like, I'm
fun.
Such a loser, but also it like means something. It is human connection. And I think because we're in this day and age when everything is social media, all the we value that. We just talked about that, how valuable it is. There is something about putting our phones down and sitting and having real conversations.
Absolutely.
And that's something I learned from you guys very quickly, was that you value the there's a lot of people, and I've done a lot of them as well, where you do phone call podcasts and stuff like that, but there's something about that like face-to-face. Like, I'm sitting there right now and there's a microphone in front of me, I got a headset on, but it's not about that. Like, I'm literally looking into your eyes and we're having a conversation. And I love this level of human connection. You guys are like being so intentional about that, because you started the podcast in January. You went from Nashville to LA. You've been hustling it in Vancouver. You're in Toronto now. It's end of March. I don't know when this is going to come out, but it's end of March. And you already have plans. You're going to be in Vegas soon. I don't know if you're probably
how functional that'll be, but
we're going to attempt.
That's like a real what day is it? This is like Jackie got lost in a ditch somewhere.
Well, I'm sure
Bailey's out of
afterward.
Money. Like, what day is it and what's in my bank account? Like, what day is it and what happened yesterday?
What's in my bank account?
I mean, that's like, that's me as an adult. I never really know. And I do this thing where I like panic. Like whenever it's tax time, I always feel like a child. Like, I don't know what that is. And I don't know.
I hate taxes. Like, it gives me the worst anxiety.
Okay. Like you're in your 20s still, but I'm like mid 30s and I get like the worst anxiety when it comes to money or talking about things.
Do you get anxiety when you get mail?
Some mail. If it's like a bill, I always feel like it's going to be something really, mm-hmm. really bad. But I have a friend. This is such a bad story. And I hope he is listening because this is so bad. Okay. So I have a friend who has a very specific fear of getting bad news in the mail. So my other friend, knowing this, sent like a letter to him saying that there was like some mix up with like his blood donation at some point and he was at high risk of or like something happened. I don't want to like mistell the story, but basically saying that there was like a good chance that he had like HIV or like some blood transmitted disease and like not something to joke about, but also just like tapping into somebody's fear and he freaked out. Aww. Like imagine having like that worst anxiety funny, and then somebody like makes a prank on it. Oh my gosh, I will actually die. I can't even imagine. But anyways, I don't really get anxiety about mail, but I also just neglect it. Like I'm such a neglector. So I'm just like, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it. Like my bank account, like so here's how bad it is, because last year was the first year that I started working for myself. So I'm doing all these things. And what people often don't realize is that you have to pay taxes on your own. Mm-hmm. So that money goes in your bank account, but it's actually not your money. But you kind of forget about that. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, Shane said to me, he's like, well, just get ready because like about a third of everything you're making is going to go somewhere. And then you have to pay like all the expenses and things like that too. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I actually don't have a lot of money. Like I don't.
I know.
This
honestly,
money isn't mine.
That's how I've started feeling since owning a business.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm on the ticking time bomb of when am I going to find out how much money I owe the government? And then I'm going to be like back to paycheck to paycheck.
See, my ticking time bomb is like, thank God we don't live in the US because I'm like, when am I going to get arrested? Because like, I can't pay my taxes because they're going to be obscene.
They're obscene. But like, it's that, like, who's the adult here? Like, adult here? Who does these things? Like, I'm constantly looking for, you know, I thought when I was younger, I thought being mid 30s meant you had your shit together.
Oh, honestly, gosh. I think that's the biggest lie in life. I don't think you ever have your shit together.
I don't think you do either. I just am coming to that.
Honestly, I can't remember what podcast we talked about it, but I've just started coming to realize that, like, for example, I've been trying to go to the gym and eat better, but I'm like, some days I'm going to fall off. And I've never had this mindset before. It's always been like, I have to be strict, have to eat good all the time, have to go to the gym all the time.
You have to live your life.
But now, lately, I've only been working out for 2 months now, but I'll fall off for like 4 days and I don't beat myself up over it.
Totally.
And this is life.
But I think, honestly, I didn't get that at 22. And I'm so proud of you because I feel like I just got that at 28 now.
Well, it's
because
I have you guys around.
But it's like, so hold on to that because that is such a valuable thing to know.
We're having such a mom moment where we're just like, please hold on to you. Don't let that diet culture like bite you in the butt. It'll follow you forever.
To be honest, for thinking that way. And I hope that seeps into other parts of my life. And I think it will.
It will. And you know what? Even last year was the first time I really tapped into that. Because I used to be like one of those girls that's like, because during my weight loss, I had like such a hard time with negotiating with myself. So I would be like, I'm gonna work out 5 days a week, and then I would get to like day four and I'd be like, you know what, I'm just gonna switch it out and I'm just gonna do this on this day, and then I'll make my day five on this day. And I would start like negotiating with myself, and it became like this really bad issue where I was like constantly negotiating and like talking myself out of working out. And then so I was like, no, this is what I would do. I'm working out every single day. That's what I'm gonna do. And then there's never an excuse, there's never a reason I don't work out. But then it kind of tipped on the other side where it was like a panic if I didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Then it was like
the guilt.
Like ultimate failure. So fast forward like 3 years, I did that constantly. 3 years, like workout every single day, no matter what. Like even if it was like making coffee in the morning, I'm doing squats. Like if you go back on my Instagram, like that's who I was. And then I remember I went away on vacation and there just like wasn't the ability. Like we were walking all day long doing all these things and I was panicked about the fact that I hadn't like done crunches and I hadn't like done all these things. I'd been trying my best. And last year, I got really sick. I don't remember with what, but I remember being sick and I couldn't work out. And I had such a fear about it. And it was during a time where I was kind of coming through this transition of mindset and just understanding that like diet culture kind of creates that fear in us. So I took that like that mentality and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stretch this for another week and you're not going to work out. You're going to work through this feeling. And that was like me at 33. So you at 22, sitting there and saying that you didn't panic because of like falling off the wagon, like quote unquote falling off the wagon, is actually so important. And I think that coming back to Bailey's point where we really don't ever have it together, I think it's such a lie that we, I don't know. It's so funny because I think that whenever anybody's like brings you on as like an expert or anything like that, I'm like, does anybody have their crap together? Like, I feel like every single time I'm even on anything or everyone's like, you're such a pro at this or you're such a forefront of this, I'm like, no, I actually don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like everybody else. And you guys are in the same position, but people are also looking up to you and being like, how the heck did you start a podcast? How are you doing this? How are you being a boss babe? How are you creating all these social channels? And you're like, I actually don't know. Like, there's a lot of that. Yeah. You guys tapped into it and made it into a podcast.
Yeah, and it, we wanted it to be so relatable. Yeah. And, like, that's why we do Cute But Psycho segments.
Like, we love to like, just laugh at ourselves. We do that all day, every day.
I mean, realistically, you guys make it a little bit easy. And I love you, but you guys make it so easy.
To laugh at us?
Oh, yeah. We're special. It's okay.
But I love laughing at myself. I think
so do I. So do I.
It's just funny. Honestly, I'll tell Bailey stories all the time about what stupid shit I do.
And she's laughing and I'm not.
And I'm like,
I'm kidding.
Like, I do so much stupid stuff, but it's so just funny to share that with someone and laugh about it.
So you guys do a Cute But Psycho. Do you do it with your guests as well, or is it just yourselves?
Well, it's a mix. Sometimes we'll do it with the guests, but like if we're pre-recording, sometimes we won't, and we'll do it in our segment, like in the beginning and the intro.
That's amazing. So explain Cute But Psycho. It's just like a moment of
We'll say something here. We can give you like past ones we've done if you want.
Yeah. Let's hear
some. So we had a cute moment that we went to LA and that we did some podcasts. And then I had a psycho moment. What was like one of my best psycho moments?
She broke her toe drunk.
Oh, yeah. So I was really drunk one time.
Definitely saw that on your stories.
And I broke my toe and it was bad. Like my whole foot was bruised. And I didn't even realize the time. Like, this is how drunk I was that I broke my toe. I woke up the next morning and I was like, okay, that happened.
You know, not a bad thing. That probably would have hurt so much. Oh, yeah. So
it hurt the next morning. I couldn't walk. Honestly, like, I couldn't fully flex my foot and, like, do that walk rotation for, like, a month.
So more than that. Is there anything you can even do for a broken toe, or are you just
No. My dad was like, you should go to the doctor. I'm like, nah, they can't do anything.
They're just going
to
be like, rest it. Like,
wait a second, because I just said this. Do you guys watch Schitt's Creek?
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't watch it religiously, but that is some funny stuff. I love it.
It is so good. It's so funny. They're not coming back. They just announced that they're that's the end of their seasons. Like, they're done now. They're doing one more season and it's done. Bailey, have you not watched this?
No.
It's our best show.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. This can be our new work background show.
No. It needs to be the forefront. You need all your focus. It is one of the best shows. Sorry. I just said Schitt's Creek and then I was like, hold on. I got to talk about Schitt's Creek because it's actually so good.
I have heard of it, but
a certain type of humor, I feel.
It's very dry, but like there's something about that episode where they have a handbag that's like given down from generation to generation should any of them ever have to flee in the middle of the night from their husbands. And like the son steals the handbag and like runs away from home. And she was like, no, like my mother gave that to me and it was from Bailey, her mother.
It's a little backstory is that they were a very wealthy family. And they lost all their money and they now live in a trailer park.
Oh, okay.
And they live in a motel.
A motel, right.
They live in a motel and they have to like rebuild their life in this little town called Schitt's Creek. It's so funny.
We'll watch it next
time. Okay. Please.
Anyways, so what's coming up next for the podcast for you guys? Because this is still a baby thing for you. Do you have any tips or tricks for people who, because one thing I think that's really intimidating is that there's not a ton of information out there. It's still, I feel the same way about Instagram. Everyone's so secretive about social media.
Yeah.
What is valuable? What is something that you can give for tangible things that people can take away? I know you're like flailing your arms. I'm going to keep going.
This is like one thing that I'm really passionate about. I feel like why you and I connected is I want to connect with people, and whether you're an influencer or you're just somebody who has questions, like we try to respond to we respond to every single DM. Like I respond to every single personal DM I get. And if you have questions, you want to know what equipment we're using. If you have like a very specific question about the podcast, like reach out. It might take me a little bit to get back to you, but I will absolutely always get back to you. Like I want to help people.
I love that.
So yeah, if you have questions, reach out to us. Like we're happy to help. But I think like number one tip is honestly just start doing it. Whether it's just getting the equipment.
Oh my God, thanks. Literally last 6 months is what Bailey's been saying.
You don't have to like put it out into the world. If you're nervous, just record with your friends. And like when I honestly, like, before I even helped launch that other company, I wanted to have my own podcast and I recorded with friends. I never put it out there, but it just was like that momentum of starting and doing that got me going. And I think if you can have those conversations with your friends and find out how fun it is and like make a dream list of your guests, like, don't be afraid, just start doing it. And you never know, like, that's the first step that will kind of inspire you.
I didn't know you had your own, you had your little thing.
Jackie's like, you cheated on me.
Bitch, what?
If I still have this episode, I will let you listen to it, but it was not appropriate.
Oh,
I'm interested. Whoa.
So
now I had this is three juicy.
Girlfriends on it, and it was like the most X-rated thing I've ever, like, conversation I've ever had in my life.
We need to leak this.
Who was it?
It was Carly. Whoa, that was a really gross noise my voice just made. Carly, Natasha, who now lives in Australia, and Katie.
Interesting.
And it was
like, what was the premise? Like, without giving away too much of your
We had a lot to drink, and then we were talking.
Shocker.
I don't even know. Like, one girl, I think we were just asking each other all questions. This was like over a year ago, but
I know, I can't.
I heard it. It's fine. And one girl started talking about her girl-on-girl experiences. Oh. And like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so interesting.
It was really interesting. But
can we listen after?
You can listen to it.
I don't think I could ever listen to
it again.
Just
get them to release it, for, like, give release, and then you can have it like as a bonus episode for What Day Is It? Because really.
It's very Call Her Daddy.
Honestly, I love Call Her
Daddy. I just heard
Daddy.
About Call Her Daddy yesterday.
And I'm starting to binge watch it. It's funny and it's... They're not the normal take on what a girl gives advice on relationships. So it's kind of cool. It's like they act more like guys.
Okay. I like it though. Like, they just don't give
they
a bloat.
They do not give bleep. A shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
Are we swearing?
You know what? We'll figure it out. We can.
I wasn't going to say shit.
I already did
it.
And I already said Schitt's Creek like a lot, which I know is like an
S-C-H-I-T-T-S. They don't give a
Schitt's
Creek.
I can just say, oh, shoot.
No, it's fine. I think we've already gotten there and you said it very Canadian. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Wait. I want to circle back quickly.
Okay. Sorry, circle back to me.
I talked a lot. That's okay. Tips for starting your own podcast.
Thank you. Yes.
Being open is really a really big one that I've struggled with, just because I come from not a conservative family at all. Like, by all means, my family is always open and my mom keeps it real, but it's hard talking about things that you know she's going to listen to and you know she won't necessarily approve. So that's a really, like, hard pill to swallow. If you're going to start a podcast, just be prepared to talk about anything and everything. And like, your boyfriend's mom might listen, your sisters might listen, your younger sister will listen, and you just have to kind of accept it.
I think vulnerability is the key to human connection. Yeah. And the more that we open up and we talk about the things that maybe make us uncomfortable with certain people, like, that's been a huge turning point, especially in my own experience on social media, is just stripping away those layers of what we feel is shame or what we're hiding from the world, and just understanding that we're all, like you said, we're all just figuring it out. We're all just doing our thing. And I think that's so important to just, like, show up and talk. And like what Bailey said about just starting it, because there's a lot that in your mind that is telling you, in my mind especially, that's telling you that you're not worth it, that you're not supposed to be doing this. And you know what, if you don't have the numbers to show for it, that there's some sort of failure right there. And it's not about that. It's sometimes just about, like, this is actually really good for us. We're having this conversation.
Yeah, like, if nobody this even, if this doesn't even ever air, like, we're having a great time right now. And I think that's,
you know,
so what,
there's a good chance that this doesn't air, because I don't even know if I recorded this properly. I just got this equipment, so we don't know.
Who knows, my mic not
there's
even be
some
on the whole time.
On.
If you want some little tips, little though, like, for anybody who wants to start a podcast with, like, equipment, I would say definitely invest in a dynamic mic over a condenser. Condenser picks.
These are words I've never even heard in my life.
So what? We're using dynamic.
I have a podcast. I don't even know.
We're using dynamic mics, which are like, they look like regular, like, singing mics.
Also realizing that you totally were the person that gave me suggestions on what I needed. So
condenser mics are usually typically like a one mic that sits in front and all of you talking to the same one, but it's made for like a recording studio. So if you're using it in your home, it's going to pick up every little noise. So definitely dynamic. If you're going to invest in one thing, invest in your interface, which is what you're recording on, what the mics plug into. We use GarageBand.
Still working on figuring that out, but I'm getting there. I know how to turn the mics on. I know how to sync them now.
We good. Yeah. And last piece of advice, don't lose your laptop in an airport.
Yeah, that was a big one for you. That's really, really unfortunate.
And no, just like, moral story of that is back up your podcast after you record them.
You did.
And just
like,
to
we
give,
did. No, we did. So yeah.
And just to give everyone an understanding on my side too, like you guys are doing this a DIY version and I'm not, because I actually, to be honest, it was going to delay me another year, and delegating it to the right people and finding the right humans to kind of come alongside you. I like record my own. I invested in my own equipment and then I delegate the editing out. I'm delegating a lot of like the art and social media strategy around it to other people, because I'm very big on, I want this to be done well, but I also don't want it to be a huge distraction from the stuff that I'm already doing, which I feel is like my important work, like, yeah, which is kind of staying in my wheelhouse, which as it grows, I want to stay like genuine and connecting in. So it's okay to delegate it out too. Don't be ashamed if
not
like,
at all.
Don't be ashamed if you can't DIY it. Like I still to this day can't figure out GarageBand and all that stuff. You guys record on GarageBand. I'm recording on like a little Zoom, like SD card. It's totally different things, but yeah, you know what? We're both killing it. Now, I want to, just in case we have the chance to ever make your dreams come true, who's your dream guest? And do you have different ones? You can each.
Oh, we'll have 100% have different ones.
Okay.
I'm going to need a moment to think.
You go ahead. Take your moment.
Oh, I have so many. If I had to say like one off the top of my head right now, it would be Lisa Vanderpump. Because I feel like
I would appreciate that too.
I would pick her brain about business because I think she's very successful, but also like love Real Housewives.
Yeah, I would dream big. Am I right? Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'll share that with you, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Can I be honest? I really thought you were going to say Kardashian.
Oh, no.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I thought she was going to say some, like, cool rapper.
No.
That burp finally came out. Oh,
Lord, that was. Do you feel good?
Oh, gosh. It was such an awkward feeling this
whole time. I love Ellen so much. And I think
Ellen's amazing.
She's hilarious. So she's so real. She's so inspirational. She would give everything that you need in a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with you. Okay. That's so cool. I think that's such tangible life lessons and things for people who are maybe struggling with this idea of maybe I want to start a podcast and maybe I want to talk about this and I haven't been hearing this out there. So how do I start putting it out there? And I think that that's sometimes what people need to understand is it's not about being anything of importance or having anything crazy going on. You don't need to have a platform. You don't need to be anything to start a podcast. You can literally just do. Yeah. You guys obviously are already killing it in the industry in different ways, but this is a totally different venture for you guys. And it's been such a joy to watch you grow in that.
Thank you for your support too. Honestly, you have been remarkably supportive. So I'm so grateful.
I think you're great. So
and I'm so excited to watch you grow. And I know it's going to be amazing for you. And I'll be listening every single week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
we will subscribe.
Yeah, 100%. I'm already subscribed.
Guys. I don't even know what that means to subscribe. I feel like I subscribe to you, but I don't actually know what
Tip,
that is.
Learn what subscribe means. Kidding.
I don't. I really don't. But I think I do it with you guys because it always like pops up on my phone that there's
it
a
just
new
so when you're subscribed to a podcast, it automatically downloads every new episode that comes out. You don't have to go and find
Ooh.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we're going to end this with something. I don't really have one of those cool segments like you guys had, Cute and Psycho, but I do have a Friends trivia game, and we all know I love Friends, and that's my way of bonding with everybody.
I'm so excited, but nervous.
Okay. So we are going to do Friends trivia.
You're going are down.
I know. Ready?
No, I'm kidding.
So watch me just come out on top.
I know. I was just going to say, I don't know.
Five questions. Okay. Whoever speaks first is the first answer.
Can we have buzzer noises?
Oh, okay. How do we do a buzzer noise? What is
Dolphin.
Our...
I know. I was thinking that. I think I'll just do a little bloop, bloop.
Okay.
Okay. It's just going to be a lot of weird noises. Make a sound.
It might be different every time.
Okay. Also, I just realized I was showing you the answers. Okay.
Can we just yell the answer?
No. Got a buzz.
How is she going to know if she hears what noise first?
She'll know.
Maybe you could just raise your hand.
Don't
I can say
mess
Jackie.
It up, Sarah, please.
Okay. You just like raise your hand. Okay.
Well, buzzer and raise.
Okay. Who did Monica fool around with on the terrace? Go ahead, Bailey.
Richard's son.
Wrong.
Who?
Fun Bobby.
She also fooled
didn't
around
even
with Richard's son.
Redemption.
Okay. Okay. Question two. How do Chandler and Joey decide which of two babies is Ben when they're at the transit authority? These are old school.
Oh,
I know that episode.
I know this. Oh my god,
guys, how did they figure it out?
It's like transit flip authority. A coin or rock, paper, scissors.
Do you remember they're babysitting Ben
yeah.
and they're on
I
the
know
bus?
I know that episode.
They can't 100%. Figure it out.
And they lose him, right?
Okay, you know what? You lose.
It's something he's wearing, right?
No, they flip a coin.
Yeah, see, I was like, it's flip a coin or rock, paper, scissors.
Well, you didn't get it.
I get that point. Ross gave Rachel a list of reasons why he wanted to be with her. How many pages was it?
Two.
Sorry, I panicked.
Wait, sorry. Ross gave Rachel a list of reasons why he wanted to be with her. How many pages was it? And what did you say?
I said two because it was on both sides. There was the other girl and then Rachel's was on the back.
A list of reasons.
And on the first page it said, she's not Rachel. Yeah. And then she was like, what's Rachel?
So it's one page.
Okay, guys, I actually think the card is wrong because it says 26.
Oh, that's the letter, no? No, Rachel
gives
Ross.
That's how many reasons. That's how many was on the list. That's not how many pages it was. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we thrifted this game. It might be sketch. I'm going to go ahead and say that Jackie... Wait, it was one page front and back, though.
Yeah, that's one individual page, not pages.
That's up for debate. Okay. According to Phoebe's grandmother... Listen.
Sorry. Sorry, Mom.
According to Phoebe's grandmother, what was Phoebe's dad's occupation? These are
This is hard.
I don't know.
No, I would never have known this, but I get the point. It's pharmacist.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No.
Okay. What did Ross wear the night he was going to take Rachel to the prom? Jackie.
A blue tuxedo.
But whose was it?
Oh, whose?
Yeah.
Didn't it say what?
Yes.
His
dad's tux. So.
Did it say whose or what? Did he wear?
No, it was specific, what did Ross wear? But it was I had to say
that
who
was a team collaboration.
Was it blue?
I want to say.
I don't even know.
It
who
had
that.
Like those ruffly lapel thingies. I don't know.
Oh my gosh! Well, you guys, sorry that I won that game by your losing.
Can we just continue to play after this?
Yeah,
absolutely. I also let me just read the first one on the next card. What color is Gunther's hair?
Platinum.
Oh my gosh. These are like the easiest questions on the next
card.
Okay,
so let's
do this.
Jackie has a chance.
Okay, let's do one more round. One more round and then we're going to wrap this up.
Redemption. Okay.
We already know the color of Gunther's hair. Which of the guys dated a girl that hit extra hard? Do you remember the punchy girl? Go ahead, Bailey.
Joey.
It was Joey. What object surrounds Monica and Chandler's peephole? Bailey.
Picture frame.
Yes. How many chairs around Monica and Chandler's kitchen table?
Bloop.
Okay, that was Jackie.
Four.
Good job. Where does Phoebe first talk with her father? Bailey.
Central Park.
No. Oh. Her grandmother's memorial.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Anyways, Bailey wins. Ding, 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 ding.
I knew those were coming.
Okay, tell everybody where we can find you.
Well, I have a lot of Instagram accounts.
You do.
Should I go first so I don't?
You know what?
I want to follow that.
Realistically, go to the podcast page.
Yeah,
I'll say mine and then our.
Or
podcast.
Yeah, like it's all in my bio. So I'm Bailey JST, and you go first.
No, it's fine. I'll follow you. Just don't say mine, okay?
It's Jackie Rye.
My Instagram handle is Jackie Rye JACCIRAI. And you can follow me and Bailey at What Day Is It Podcast on Instagram.
Amazing. Guys, thank you so much. You're such a hot mess. Like, Jackie's got her leg up on the back of the couch. It's like a lot.
I'm giving her the best.
It's so on brand.
Your ponytail right now, though.
I know. It's so on brand for who you guys are. But you're actually like two of the coolest humans. And I'm so appreciative of you guys and your support. And like this weird little friendship that we've built.
I love our friendship so much.
I love
honestly.
How we've connected. But we're all such different people.
We are.
Different stages in our life.
And I love it. And I love that you guys do that. And I think that other people need to get to know you. And so check them out. Ampersand. What is that little at sign called? Ampersand.
Oh, at.
Yeah, sure.
The ampersand is the and.
Oh. I wonder how many times I've said that wrong. Okay. At. What Day Is It Podcast. And if you know somebody or you can think of yourself as being a really good guest on the Papaya Podcast, please visit us at the Papaya Podcast on Instagram and you can send an email to submit your entry to be a guest.
I love that.
I mean, I want some experts. I want like people who are like I mean, not to be a JVN, but I also just want like different conversations around different things. Like I want like
and
a,
also JVN, if you're listening, come on the Papaya podcast and I will come pour wine in heels and shorts expert. For you guys.
I will fly here for one
yeah.
But I want to give everyone equal opportunity. You don't have to have a platform. You don't have to have anything. I want to just like talk to humans and connect and learn. And that is what this is all about. So if value. You think that that is you, please come check us out and submit your entry and maybe we'll talk to you. Until next time, friends.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having
I'll us. Be there for you.
When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there for
you. Okay. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. All right. We wrapped it up. We did it, friends. Let's spread this record and hope that it worked. Bye-bye.
Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes or find us on Instagram at the Papaya Podcast. And if you loved what you just listened to or know somebody who would, please share it. Simply screenshot today's episode in the podcast app and share it to your Instagram stories. And don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you'd like to lend your personal support to the podcast, take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. We would be oh so grateful. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of the Papaya Podcast, and we'll see you then.